Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On this show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding healthcare, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases. This is the first diagram, which can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarly.com. And if you haven't checked those out, I strongly suggest you do so. As it turns out, the combination of various assaults on our immune systems is what caused the symptoms, which the medical mafia puts into boxes and named diseases. Learning how to stop these assaults as well as detox those which have already occurred is what allows healing to occur on every level. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is a critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. Overstanding the simplicity of their master template of how this hell has been created and how it's being hidden from the people makes the antidote equally simple. We don't need all the details because the devil is in the details. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to say no to their predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, making excuses for them, and to stop paying cash for being harmed. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I have learned, to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predators to run away, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying your lives, especially if those psychopaths and parasites are in your inner circle, which is the hardest reality to face, and I have been there. Silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Bypassing religious beliefs that only some man in the sky can save us is very important, as religion appears to be a firewall in the brain that prevents logic, reasoning, formation of a plan to save ourselves, and then taking action. For only acting on the truth will set you free. Believing lies or doing nothing will enslave you. Confronting evil with documented truth is all we need to do. Running from the truth is not consistent with survival. You must stand. Okay, we're already getting callers, so I'm just going to ask the callers to hold on. Okay, if you think my work is important, please tell others about this show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I prefer to use Skype mainly for my international clients. I do not practice medicine, nor do I give medical advice. Rather, I teach people what I would do if I were you. But there's some action on that front as well. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and recent show archives are posted on the station site as well. Archives of shows for the past few years can be found at the LightOfDayRadioShow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. There are many ways to listen to shows here on the Orion Network, including via the TuneIn Network using TuneIn apps for iPhones, Blackberries, and Android. You can also support this network by donating on the homepage and buying a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll-free, thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice again, who's donated a toll-free number to the station at 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use the toll-free number to listen to the whole show. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. Go to the link section of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and learn how to obtain the silver generator that I use personally for myself and my pets. And it's very important because I'm sure a lot of you heard just recently about the NIH funding research to actually take the bird flu virus, make it much more pathogenic and deliverable by aerosol. Okay, sorry, I'm distracted by the screen here. Okay, just a couple quick things I want to mention. As we see that, you know, the Marines are urinating on dead bodies, and Haley Barbour of Mississippi has pardoned over 200 criminals, including multiple murderers, and we're assassinating scientists in Iran now. That's a great, great idea, right? I mean, let's get the Iran government pissed off enough to actually do something bad. You know, our government is a terrorist organization, obviously, with a little help from Israel's Mossad, no doubt. Okay, I've been on a lot of shows recently. I was on Deanna Spingola's show on Friday, January 6th on RBN. It was a very good interview, so I suggest you check out the archives of that. I'll be on her show again on January 27th. I was on the Mary and Sally show on Blog Talk Radio on January 8th, on Charles Giuliani's show on Oracle on January 9th. Wendy Wilson's show this morning on GCN was very excellent. I'm always on her show the second Saturday of every month for the second half hour. And I was invited to be a guest of Kevin Gallagher on Blog Talk Radio. That will be on January 24th. Upcoming shows, Michael Murphy is supposed to be my guest on January 28th. And next week, I'm very excited to have John Kaminsky join me. So that's what's going on at this point. Okay, sorry, there's a lot of distraction here. The slave work units always start walking back and forth in front of my house right at showtime, so it makes my dogs go crazy if you hear a lot of barking. Okay, let's see here. Today's show is What's Ailing America? Confusion as to who is who in the zoo. And as you heard the show last week, I had Chris Maple on from the Great Culling. Check out thegreatculling.org. And there's a big controversy because people associated with Michael Murphy, who was actually, from what I understand, the main person that produced What in the World Are They Spraying, although Chris Maple's associate was involved as well. But there's a number of people that have objected to the name of this DVD, The Great Culling, which is the reason I was so excited about it in the first place, because guess what? That's what they're doing. They're killing us. And, you know, they say you can't yell fire in a movie theater. Well, guess what? Unless there's a fire, okay? So I have a very big, let's just say it's a red flag, to a number of the people that are associated with Michael Murphy. If you go to his website, thetruthdenied.com, there's also information posted on LongIslandSkywatch.com. Objections that have been posted by a number of these individuals saying they don't want to be associated with The Great Culling because of the name, that it's a quote-unquote conspiracy theory title. Now, this is ridiculous. Obviously, there is a conspiracy. It's not a theory. We have so much documentation of the murder that's being committed against the American people in every way you can imagine. Air, water, food, etc., vaccines, of course. Oh, and okay, I have to sidebar a little bit here. One of my listeners in South Korea sent me this unbelievable link on UrbanGardenMagazine.com. The title of the story is A Video Game Gone Horribly Wrong, and they have actually come up with an idea for a game called Depopulous, where players start with a technically advanced but overpopulated world and have to get rid of 90% of its population, all without raising any alarm bells. You start with a golden key for world domination, a complete monopoly over its monetary systems. With just a few mouse clicks, you can saddle governments with debt, and they in turn are forced to use their people as collateral to pay the eternal interest. And how are they going to cause the depopulation? This is stated right in the show's description. They're going to... techniques at your disposal include world war, contaminating water and food, weather modification, man-made earthquakes, man-made diseases, forced vaccinations, and even spraying the air with hazardous chemicals. Exactly what they're doing. Doesn't that sound like a fun game? And, of course, this is how they get people desensitized. Those breaks come up so fast. Okay, I hear the music. We'll be right back. Dan McCarthy's on the line. I'm going to bring him on shortly. Stay tuned, folks. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is confusion as to who is who in the zoo. And I just want to mention that website again. You got to read about this video game, Depopulous. UrbanGardenMagazine.com, title, A Video Game Gone Horribly Wrong. The only way it could have been more truthful is if all of the people that played the game got to join a Masonic lodge and, have access to children as pedophiles. I also just want to quickly read, because this is very important. We've talked about the learned elders of the Protocols of Zion on this show before. The last sentence of the 10th protocol says this: it is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, torture, starvation by the inoculation of diseases, which is in capital letters, by want, so that the goy see no other issue than to take refuge in our complete sovereignty and money and all else. So there's another truthful statement, because all of that's happening, of course. Now, I just want to say, one of the reasons that this is so important, this controversy between the Great Culling and what in the world are they spraying, the people involved with both, is because this is the same master template that's used in all movements. It's happening with the anti-vaccine movement. I've been down this road for many, many years. Provocateurs, infiltrators are sent in. I've been through so many experiences with people that I later found out were minions. They pretend that they want to help with whatever, thing is being exposed, and they're actually there to cause a problem. Now, I have correspondence with Michael Murphy, and as I said, he has agreed to be on the show on, January 28th. Because what I told him, because I've talked for hours to him and also to Chris Maple, because the thing is, the real people need to come together. Now, apparently Michael Murphy has some problems with Chris Maple's partner, Paul, in regards to when they did What in the World Are They Spraying. There was some business disagreements, whatever. Whatever that is. Okay, I'm not really so much interested in that, as I am interested in the fact that all of these people, and not Michael Murphy, because Michael Murphy sent me by email and he's told me on the phone that he knows that this is being done for many reasons. But what he said, and I've experienced this myself, and I know my listeners can handle the truth, because you wouldn't be listening if you couldn't. People that have no clue of what's going on, you can't just walk up to them and say, there's a conspiracy to kill off 90% of us. Okay, they can't handle it. Their brains will fry. So Michael Murphy's plan is to do things in stages, and he has four DVDs planned in this geoengineering area, although I hate that word because, it's like people are like, what the hell is that, geoengineering? No, chemtrails. They're trails of chemicals being thrown out of airplanes, but that's neither here nor there. But there's a number of people that are associated with him. Rosalind Peterson, this person, Roxy somebody, talk show host Roxy Lopez. Both of their big complaints are the name, The Great Culling, saying that this sounds like a conspiracy theory, and they don't want their names linked with conspiracy theories. And actually, Rosalind Peterson goes so far as to say she doesn't want her name linked with a variety of issues and conspiracy theory conclusions which she cannot support or document. Well, do your homework, Rosalind, because certainly these things can be documented. And then this guy, biologist Francis Mangels, Mangels, M-A-N-G-E-L-S, actually wrote that he's convinced it's stupid. Sorry, I'm getting very excited here. He's convinced it is simple stupidity and ignorance. And it's all in the corporate drive for profit. Stupidity? I mean, give me a break. They're killing us. You don't kill people out of stupidity. So I have a real big problem with this. But like I said, the same thing's going on with the anti-vaccine people. You know, we have Andrew Wakefield saying, oh, he's not against vaccines. He just wants to slow down the schedule. And Sherry Tenpenny saying, yeah, she has proof that the CDC knows that bad things are happening. I don't hear anybody else talking about genocide, except for now I have found another MD. Her name is Nancy Banks. I've contacted her. I'm going to have her on my show. Check out the YouTube Nancy Banks on Vaccines. She talks about eugenics and also even says that you shouldn't be sacrificing your children to the vaccine god. I mean, it's like she's just like me. And so, you know, this is not an ego thing. We have to stop this insanity. And she's the only other MD I've ever seen who's willing to tell it like it is. So that's the story. And let me also say that The Great Culling does feature Rima Labo, a major minion married to military intelligence. There is no such thing as ex-military intelligence, in my opinion. Unless they've had to, you know, leave the country and go hide somewhere after being threatened or whatever. Because if you're military intelligence and you come out, you know, they'll kill you. So basically, I had such a big problem with Rima Labo being in this The Great Culling. I was actually thinking about taking myself out of that. And then I talked to Chris Maple and he convinced me that that's ridiculous. Now, I don't understand why he's having her in there, except for apparently she gave him the idea for the name of the film. And she talks about Codex. But, you know, what are their solutions? Petition your predators, okay? They're trying to take away your supplements. Give me a break. No, you don't petition the predators. But they've made that decision to keep her in. And that's their decision. And so I'm just saying on the show, so everybody knows, that just because I'm in this DVD does not mean I agree with Rima Labo being in there. She is in no doubt in my mind from my investigation, and we've done shows on her and General Stubblebine. They are minions, okay? But this is very common, and that's why it's so important to bring this out, because these COINTELPRO types are brought into movements, and this is how dissension happens, the divide and conquer. This is how things just never seem to get anywhere. So on that note, I would like to bring Dan McCarthy on, because we had a conversation and he has some very important comments to make in regards to these issues. You there, Dan?
Hi, Dr. Carly.
Hello.
Hi. Listen, this is very important material, and I want to make this very concrete. First of all, people have been wanting solutions to these things, and we talk about emerging choices. So in specific situations, we don't know what's going to happen until it happens. And the Tibetans talk about how bad it is to fantasize. They call that the third world. And the black magicians control that. And
wait, say that again, Dan. Wait, hold on. What was the word you used? Sanitize? In other words, to make things...
Fantasize. F-A-N-T-I-C-I-S-E.
Oh, fantasize. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So people who have fantasies are, you know, they're creating a third world according to Tibetan psychology, and that's very bad because that allows black magicians who really control all this, the bankers and everybody, to insert fear. And so it's very important. Usually I talk in terms of induction, going from the general to the particular, but I want to reverse it a little with the concrete example being deductive, going from a particular example to the general. Now, let's take an example.
Okay, but hold on, Dan. Hold on. This is too important for the listeners to miss a word. There's that frisky break again, so just stay tuned, and we'll have you continue right after the break. And the other caller just... hang on till we get through this material, because yes, this show is also about solutions. We'll be right back.
Each other, each one's life a novel, no one else has read.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is confusion as to who is who in the zoo. And I know we have lots of the chemtrail community, truth investigators, whatever, listening. Two other quick things I just want to mention so I don't forget. One of the complaints again about Chris Maple is that he was on an Alex Jones interview where he said chemtrails are not involved with weather modification. Apparently, you know, he made a slip at the tongue, whatever. He's used to this whole, he's just, you know, starting out with this whole interview thing. And I just want to say he has put out a YouTube where he says, yes, it does involve weather modification, but it's much more than that. So I just want to say that he has, you know, clarified himself on, you know, that issue. And also, I wanted to mention the last series that Michael Murphy is telling me he's going to do, which is who in the world is doing the spraying. You see, that really gets to some very big issues. And of course, as I've been discussing with various people throughout the week, I think what he's got planned is a good idea. However, we're running out of time. How long is it going to take to do four documentaries? You know, where are we going to be by then? How many of us will already be dead? Okay, I just wanted to put those two other factoids in there. Go ahead, Dan.
That's exactly why people can use the techniques and the logical thinking I'm talking about to turn everything offensive, because evil fears the firewall against them more than people fear the firewall from evil against us. And
yes,
because evil is routinized. Now, take an example. Suppose you get a knock on the door from, you know, the local Gestapo or something, and what do you do? Well, first of all, this is being defensive. So here's how I would analyze this situation, and this was an example of somebody wanting a concrete solution. As I said, these come out of emerging choices, and your specific situation will have your particular imprint on it. But here's how I would look at that. First of all, do you in your particular aura, thoughts, knowledge, and God forbid that word belief, because a belief means you're vulnerable. It means that you accept something that doesn't make sense, and therefore beliefs control you, and you are controlled in the matrix at particular psychological points where you believe something that does not make sense, where you haven't questioned it or had the experience. So do you believe something that has created fear in your life that attracted, you know, this knock on your door? So first you have to clean your mind and see which world you're living in. In the soul world of scissors, there is no fear because you're a motivated person of conscience, and you know that you are always able to react effectively to stop evil one-on-one.
Yes.
Now, there is a book by Edward Hall written in 1959 called The Silent Language. People should read that book or anything good on body language. And this is because communication is 10% words, 10% voice, a tone of voice, etc., a quality of voice, and 80% nonverbal behavior. So when that person knocks on your door, you're going to get more information from the body language as to how much of a threat or what kind of a threat or how you should react than you are from the words. And people need to pay attention to the body language. Now, you mentioned the video games earlier, and video game training is brain entrainment, and because of
yes,
that, people are losing the ability to bond with each other and to recognize human facial expressions, emotions, and so forth. That is part of this plan because emo feeds on emotion, and if you look at it energetically, the emo people are stealing anyone's energy that is playing the video game.
Yes.
So their emotion goes into that video game.
Okay, Dan, let me just interrupt you to ask you to spell the last name of that author. Was it Hull, H-U-L-L?
H-A-L-L, Edward Hull.
Okay.
The Silent Language, 1959, or something similar, you know, that is very good about body language.
Okay. All right, so let's continue.
So, when you are confronted with this situation, remember also that habitually you're going to be on the defensive because that's what you've been taught, because in the Matrix, like that movie, you're a pawn and you're food for them. So anything you do projecting your body language that can intimidate the other person, because that other person has been trained on video games to kill or be killed, but they can be intimidated subtly through body language and behavior. Now, the other thing is that when you're confronted by that person, you need to frame things. There is a public service questionnaire that people have sent the census takers packing because they don't have the right to ask those questions. It's voluntary. That applies to other people. There's material on the net where people have asked anyone that knocks on their door, law enforcement or whatever, read them the public service questionnaire where they sign that they've read it and they're liable and can be sued for infringing your rights. So you don't want to get in any kind of confrontational situation because that's what evil wants. But Sun Tzu said in ancient China that the war and the battle is won before it even starts. So this is the kind of psychology I'm talking about. Also, people have a particular habit in this culture. I call it A not B, where everything that they don't believe, there's that word again where you're controlled by what doesn't make sense that you believe, then everything that you believe controls you from your subconscious. It's as if you're on a seesaw held up in the water by a weight on the seesaw on the that's under the water. So the water of consciousness and our culture, Western and Mid-Eastern culture, is a culture that is controlled by our subconscious mind, and that's what all the symbolism, matrix, and programming, and bad frequencies, vaccines, chemtrails, etc., that's what all that is to further. So again, this is an example. There's also a book, Straight and Crooked Thinking. I think it's by Robert Hare, H-A-R-E. There's a Ronson's book on psychopathy, Children Without a Conscience. There's lots of books out there that show the mindset of evil and how you deal with it. But since we're in an A not B culture, we need to know our subconscious very well, because that will enable you to trust your gut, and when you trust your gut, you will make the right decision about how to deal with evil. So that's a specific example of how a person could deal with a solution, and I explain that in detail because your situation will be different about anything that happens, but you go through that kind of mindset where you don't get caught in any duality, because duality is their Hegelian technique to control you. Now, as far as dealing with the minions, there are several techniques that can be dealt with. First of all, there's the Delphi technique. In the Delphi technique, they criticize people personally and have false consensus. That Delphi technique can be stopped if you bring up a point and say, you haven't answered so-and-so's question. What about this? What about this? I've seen, and there's internets out there, YouTubes, about how Delphi technique can be destroyed. Also, there's a psychological technique that is used to drive a wedge between friends. They evaluate people's personal weaknesses. A lot of agencies take handwriting samples of people. They analyze them graphologically in order to find out people's weaknesses and do dossiers on them, and then those are used in order with other kinds of evaluations to find out someone's weaknesses, and then wedges are driven between people to divide people and tear them apart. Plus you have the kind of minion idea.
Okay.
Wait,
Dan, hold on. And we're back with What's Healing America, where our answer today is confusion as to who's who in the zoo. Callers that are waiting to come on, and I'll bring you on once Dan gets done making his point, but please put your phones on mute. There's a lot of background noise, and it distorts what Dan is saying. So please mute your phones. Please mute your phones. I don't even think they're listening. Okay, go ahead, Dan.
Okay, so for example, all these techniques I'm mentioning can be used offensively as well as defensively to put evil on the run. For example, here's the case of the hearing in New York when you had Cynthia Pakulas on your show. They were complaining about time being called, and when they asked a question, the legislator said, yes, when you ask a question, that's using up your 2 minutes. Well, they could have responded, chemtrails are killing people. This is documented. You know it. You're trying to cover it up, and you're only giving us 2 minutes, and leave that hanging there. They had their damn rules anyway. So
right.
The point is to get the emotional point across to everyone in when you do that. And I have seen people bond together when that happens, and the psychopaths go on the run. The show before you today, she was making the comment that when Verizon was going to have a $2 charge online for people paying their phone bills, they reversed it within 24 hours because they got millions of complaints on the internet. Well, that's only $2 in money. We're talking about people's lives here. But all of these techniques
exactly.
can be put on the defensive, and in fact, we have the advantage over evil because evil can only plan for what groups do, the groups that they think tanked into creation so that they could predict and push where they want the groups to go. But they cannot deal with individuals, and that's why they fear what individuals do. So anyway,
exactly.
There's lots of techniques to do this, but these become a matter of habit, and there's something that you get through doing them. So practice does make perfect, as with anything else, but if you refuse to compromise, there is a way where you can do what you want to one by one to have an effect on evil, and that is no small matter, because even though evil is in control and doing all these things, the interactions are one-on-one on people. When someone goes to a government office or someone gets a bill and complains about it or whatever, all of these actions, when you think about it, are one-on-one. So one-on-one is the way to solve this, and that's why they try to co-opt everyone into all these groups like Occupy or whichever to have not the real issue but a side issue. And that's why it's very important when you said they're killing us or whatever. That's the main point. So to distract it by anything else shows that the person is a minion. And a minion, anyone who compromises their integrity is not worth dealing with. And we have to know who we're dealing with. And we have the advantage because they are just tools of the subconscious manipulation matrix that controls them. But by knowing ourselves, our strengths and weaknesses, we can react to them on a one-by-one continuous basis in order to change this situation, and it's already starting to happen.
Yes. Okay, two comments I want to make. I've talked about this before on the show. One of my most amazing experiences with standing up to evil was in one of my many hearings in regards to my son, when this judge actually told me, off the record, of course, if I don't stop doing my work, you know, my TV show at the time I was on Public Access TV, I will never see my son again. And my response to her was, I will not make a deal with the devil. And it was amazing. She almost stopped breathing. She was in such shock. And so that's what you have to do. Show no fear and have no fear. I have no fear of these minions. As I've said many times, if they kill me, I go on vacation. That's how I look at it, because they're killing us anyways. The other thing I want to mention that's very important is that people have to be able to admit when they're wrong. Like when Chris Maple made a misstatement on the Alex Jones show that chemtrails are not about weather modification. Well, of course, that's part of it. It's just a small part of it. But then he went and did another YouTube video and said that it is weather modification, but it's much more than that. You have to lose your ego. If you're coming out of your ego, then, you know, as you've talked about the rock, paper, scissors thing many times, Dan, those rocks are going to be crushed. And that you have to be able to admit when you made a mistake. I've made many mistakes, both about people that I trusted and about information. You know, there's so much disinfo out there. So you have to fine-tune your intuition.
The one thing about that is because paper covers rock and it's feeding on their emotions, anyone that is in the ego world is really already gone, unless they wake up, and anyone can always do that. And so it really encourages people to get on the stick and get what needs to be done. Also, you weren't sucked into the promise that if you did stop what you were doing at the hearing, that you would get your son back, because they didn't promise you that. And evil always breaks its promises. It lies, and
exactly.
And you can't believe a word they say.
Exactly, exactly. I knew that it was a done deal, and they were going to continue on. And so, actually, I became even more forceful after that and reported to the people that that's what was said. And this is what has to happen. Okay, I know you can't be on for the whole show, Dan, but we have some callers lined up. I just want to bring on the first caller, if that's okay. Caller,
yes.
From 250, are you there? Hello? Caller from
250.
You're breaking up.
Oh, yeah, I know. We're having all kinds of electronic issues right now, but we're doing our best.
Okay, that's Alex.
Hello?
Hi, Alex. Go ahead. Okay, maybe if you mute your computer, because we're getting... Wait a minute. Have your one of your children mute the computer, because we're getting feedback.
Okay, yeah, we don't have, okay. So what Dan was talking about the Delphi technique and common purpose collective consensus technique of diluting a message is what I was calling soft activism, and you were talking about on the last show with Chris. And
yes.
It's a very important component of what's happening, as they use that to control us in combination with electronic attack. Censorship, sabotage, and outright physiological and psychological warfare, which is usually being used by what they do is they're using electronic attack to do that. And those forms are psychotronic frequency, microwave, etc., as you know. So in combination, they're doing that to the people that are telling the brutal truth, like yourself and like I am and other radio show personalities we won't mention. And those people are being choked out while they throttle the people that are doing what I call soft activism. The reason
exactly.
Those people are getting Yeah, so the reason, and I'm just going to be really direct, I'm not trying to be unfair to the people that have put a lot of work into the movement, but we have to identify the truth, the brutal truth, but we have to put our egos aside. Now, I'm not talking about our sacrifice here as making us heroic, but just doing what any human being should do. And if they're not doing this, they're actually aiding and abetting the treasonous terrorists that are committing these crimes against us, and we'll identify
yes.
those later.
Yes.
The source. But, yeah, so I think it's really important to mention what they actually do to us first before we get into the forms of control through the groups. And the groups are, the Occupy movement, which is controlled opposition. So anyone promoting it is basically aiding and abetting the terrorists. If they're not exposing it, like we have here in Victoria and across Canada, and we've tried to put it in all the forums that we could in Canada, and that took 100 hours a week since October the 4th, before it even began. We identified the Occupy movement.
Alex, I would like you to tell the listeners the experience that you had going to some of these group meetings and how they tried to shut you up if you brought up the big picture, because I totally agree with you. Yeah, let's look over there. It's those bad banksters, okay? No, it's not just the banksters.
Yeah, sure.
If you're dead, you have nothing. Go ahead. Tell your experience.
Yeah, okay. So we are Change Victoria, and the chair phoned me up. Josh Steffler, and he said, "Yeah, we have a feeling this thing's a bit of a setup, but we're going to go check it out. Do you want to come?" And I said, "Absolutely." So we were there for about 30 seconds, and we began to see that it was controlled opposition, as he said. It was basically, he introduced us to the Occupy movement. I'd been busy doing chemtrails and HAARP 100 hours a week. Because there's nothing more important right now than focusing on the most critical threats. And that would be
right.
the globalist World War III global domination and population reduction agenda. As
right.
we're telling
okay,
the brutal
hold on,
truth,
hold on. Okay, wait, okay. I want the listeners to hear that. There's that, gosh darn, commercial music again. Okay, this is a six-minute break, unfortunately, till we can get rid of these news updates. All right, we'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Okay. No, I don't.